Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Turkey, Willie G attempts sports, and Donnie Baker. It's coming up right after this.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who have been so kind and generous. So from Preparation H to you and yours, very Merry Christmas.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Can I say something? Dad, you've cooked probably every turkey I've ever had on Thanksgiving. This is the best turkey I've ever had by a mile. That's not a dig to you. This is incredible.
I defy you to tell me that you've ever had a juicier turkey.
Right. That's the sweet and smoky big green egg seasoning on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I would talk, but I'm eating. It was delicious.
Isn't that the juiciest? Man.
We have to move forward. That's delicious. I'll eat it during the break. But right now, we turn back to the sports page. Anything else worth talking
Somebody
about?
Somebody acknowledge the juices.
Yeah, it's so juicy. I'm sorry.
It's juicy.
You ever see those pants that say juicy on the backside?
Yeah, that's sure, kind of gone out of favor.
Well, you know why?
Why?
It's just disgusting. You're on an escalator and you're staring at, you know.
All right,
nice
stop.
Juicy ass?
Never bothered.
Oh, you think.
You're
thinking
disgusting.
More sluicy.
I'm thinking more leakage. Yes.
There we go. What is wrong with you?
Here's your NFL update. Zach Wilson will be starting as the New York Jets quarterback this Sunday against the Texans. The Minnesota Vikings have placed defensive tackle Dalvin Tomlinson on the COVID-19 reserve list. Moving over to the...
He was my favorite chipmunk.
Was he? Alvin?
Dalvin.
Oh.
Yeah, Dalvin. Diamond and Theodore.
Deodore.
Josh, want to hear a little hockey story, my friend?
Yes, please.
This better
the Tampa
be good.
Bay Lightning star center, Braden Point.
The Ning!
Braden Point's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks because of an upper body injury suffered in Saturday's loss to New Jersey.
Yeah, man. Not for a while.
Did he take a puck to the chest?
Oh, is he hurt his upper body?
Oh.
Well, that could be.
That could be anything.
Where is it? From the waist up?
Yeah, man.
What is it?
Yeah.
Finger, nose, eyeball.
Lower body, doing okay. Upper body, screwed. 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, middle body is the rough one.
Yeah.
In hockey, that's the last rupture.
Josh, how do you do when guys at airport bars try to bond with you over sports? Is that sort of, oh, yeah, football team? Oh, they're good. Oh, yeah, basketball? Also fun sport.
Yeah. Now, if you don't mind, the new Franzen is out. I'm halfway through it.
Nice. Okay.
Then I get summarily ignored.
Is that sports?
I've got some basketball news if you want to hear
I
it.
I thought we were doing world records. Do we have some?
Oh, do we have any of those?
I do have a couple world records. I guess we're not doing the basketball news. Can I get the world record?
We don't have the music. You're just going to have to go.
I know.
Oh, wait a minute. Do the basketball. I'll see if I can dig up the world record.
The Knicks wasted a 25-point lead before Emmanuel Quigley nailed 4 3-pointers in the final period to bail out New York in a victory over the L.A. Lakers.
Quigley down under. Good move. That's for the hockey story.
Hockey news, sorry.
Moving on.
I didn't even know that was in Tampa Bay, but probably still on.
Any of the teams win by a lot and have to surrender? Sorry.
Doncic had 26 points in his return to Dallas. CJ McCollum poured in 32 points, and the Portland Trailblazers handed a depleted Denver Nuggets their fifth straight loss.
What?
Oh, this is the sports theme played on a harp.
Harp, yeah.
How much did you pay that harpist? I want to know the number.
I hope they charged you $10,000.
Well, she was so good.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm still trying to find the...
Stupid world record.
An Alabama man is seeking a Guinness World Records title for the world's smallest church after constructing a house of worship that measures only 4 feet wide and 5 feet
and
deep.
Stand for stupid mother...
Hey, whoa, that's not it.
Scared me.
Just quit
stop hitting random buttons.
I feel like you're my kid and I'm going, quit playing with the damn computer over there.
4x5, huh?
4x5. Gary Smith, owner of Lob Lolly Farm in Sims, said he modeled his church the Chapelle des Champs.
Oh, nice.
After the design of Alabama churches from about 150 years ago.
How big is this church?
It is 4 feet wide and 5 feet deep.
Boy,
too small.
You can't sleep during the sermon on that one. You're going to get caught for sure. They got to slap you in the face.
Size of a closet.
There are confessionals that are bigger than this church.
Yes.
I wonder if they can similarly downsize the actual service. Mm. That was a great mass, Padre.
God loves you.
74 oh, seconds. You're the man. I got to go watch football.
Why can't they do a five-minute mass? I'd be in every week.
You
go in,
guys.
You go out. They squirt you with a squirt gun or whatever. I don't know.
Are we shocked hearing this from the guy who smoked a Bible?
Yeah. Oh, God, I was a child. I was a young kid.
Oh, did I? Yeah, we've gotten some letters about that. And I had no idea that using the pages of a Bible was quite common.
Well,
in
it's
the
not like
marijuana
I would seek it out. If you and your friends, you're in a hotel in a different city, you don't have any papers on you.
Sure,
you know, you grab a little pinch of page with no words on it, Josh. It's not totally blasphemous. I'm not that irreverent.
Yeah, I don't know. We just wait to talk to St. Peter about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He goes through the Rolodex. Let's see now. Ooh. 70 days per puff.
No, you're a nice guy, but this puffy Bible.
If St. Peter, if what he's worried about with me is the Bible ripping, that's a good day for me, man.
Yeah, wow. So, Christy, what replaced Juicy in the back of sweatpants for ladies now?
Nobody. We just...
Yeah, there.
People don't do that.
They don't put nothing back there anymore.
No.
How about WAP?
Well, that should be on the front.
No, you can access it from the. Never mind.
Well, am I mistaken when I say that the middle letter is the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like saying
no.
It's, that's like saying I got a big ass car.
Right.
That's descriptive.
It's, right. Yeah, it's an adjective, not a noun.
Oh, so it's not referencing the actual orifice.
No.
So I guess technically
I got that wrong.
It should be hyphenated, I guess, is what I was going to say. It should be wet hyphen A.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's.
Brother finds long-lost high school Letterman jacket. I shouldn't have read the headline. Okay, moving on. A man has found his brother's long-lost Letterman jacket at an Arizona thrift store.
This is a great story.
KNXVTV reports that 28 years ago, Jed Motley was a varsity football player at Chaparral High School in Scottsdale.
Would have been better if he'd been on the crew team.
In Scottsdale.
Yeah, but his name then would be Motley Crue.
Oh, yes. So 28 years ago, would that have been NBC Letterman or CBS Letterman?
Did you have a letter jacket, Josh?
No, I didn't buy one. No, I had a couple letters, but I didn't buy the jacket.
Okay. Would you get a letter in? Choir?
What was it for? I think it was honor student and maybe it was. It was either theater or show choir, I'm sure.
They really give you a letter
for that? Just I feel like I definitely got two. So would you get one for being in student council?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I got two letters.
Generally, it was
an athletic thing.
Right. No, I got one, and then I also got a pin that meant something, too.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Did you get a letter in high school, Ace? Letter jacket?
No.
Okay.
I had a letter, but I didn't get the jacket.
Yeah, I didn't fall for any of that. Class rings, none of that.
No. I have a class ring, but I didn't have a jacket.
You bought a class
ring? Whose is it?
Yeah. It's mine.
How many years before it fell off?
You wrap it up with a string with a classic joke.
Doing some jumping jacks one morning?
You guys are all a-holes.
I'm sorry.
But it sounded like a slot machine win.
Wow.
So
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We really got off the top topic.
Who's shaking a jar of nails?
So this guy lost his Letterman jacket.
Are you chicked today?
At the time, the team designed his Letterman jacket, but when it came time to pick it up, his mother said they did not have the money to purchase it. Oh. Jed said he understood it, but it bummed him out. Nearly three decades later, Jed's brother Josh Josh, walked into a Veterans Village thrift shop in Pine Top and immediately noticed a pristine bright red jacket on a hanger.
No kidding, and it just happened to be?
The jacket had the name Jed stitched on it. Aww. Class of 94 near the pocket, and the patches Jed had picked out on the sleeves.
That's crazy!
Josh sent a photo of the jacket to his brother, who said, "I knew it was mine instantly." Jed flew to Arizona from L.A., where his brother delivered his long-lost jacket to him.
Wow.
Yeah, wonder what he paid for it.
That's typical. That's what you want to know. What he paid for? This is a miracle,
who's at a
Christy.
Thrift shop?
This is like the guy that loses his Rolex in a lake and is fishing 10 years later, and it's inside the mouth of a bass. It's a great story.
So yeah, that's pretty cool.
High school letter jacket. Don't use the rubber in the pocket.
Oh yeah, probably brittle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably expired.
It's got a picture of Vanilla Ice on it. What the heck?
I saw a picture of the guy. He's going to have to drop 75 pounds of
heaven. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they don't fit anymore.
You have a Letterman jacket still, Pat?
I had one. I lost it in college.
Yeah.
So I gave it to some gal.
Oh, boy.
And, never got it back.
What'd she give you?
Oh, she gave me a... she gave me a heads up on the test.
It's nice to hear these older stories from Pat. You know, the pre, what happened to it, and the word pawn shop. Isn't
yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You had a letter in football and track, right?
Letters, yeah. Ooh, sophomore, junior, and senior year.
And wasn't your football team state champ?
11-0 my sophomore year, yeah. I was on the kickoff team.
He doesn't talk about it much, though.
Somebody's going to have to let me know what I could have gotten two letters in, because I know I still have them. They're sitting in my... They're in a box somewhere.
Yeah, we didn't
what is
get
the
them for honors.
What letter is it?
I think it's either R or S.
What was the name of your school?
Rockwood Summit. I think it's an RS combined.
That's pretty cool.
That would make sense.
Wait, yeah. Is it just the logo of the school, Rockwood Summit, RS?
I think. What letters would they have given me?
That would, I'll that have to would go be...
I don't make me dig out this box. I've said too.
That's what she said.
Okay, it was probably for being an honor student.
Let's just move on.
Was it for being an honor student? All right.
And we're looking forward to some more turkey. And we got an apple pie cooking out there.
Yeah, turkey mac and cheese.
Oh, that'll be great.
Dressing, my God.
Could you get that, Josh?
I'd be happy to. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker. Donnie.
Happy Thanksgiving, Donnie.
Well, happy turkey Eve to you guys. You know what? I figured since we can't all be together eating roasted buzzard around the kitty table tomorrow, I wanted to call in today and maybe share some things I'm thankful for.
Oh, that's nice.
Very sweet.
Well, first of all, I'm thankful you guys always answering the phone and taking my calls.
Oh,
you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised the number of people who just don't answer or got me blocked regular. I swear to God. And secondly, I'm thankful that them three boils on my mom Phyllis's back finally cleared up.
Okay.
That's good.
And it's really affecting her tits down at Xanadu's.
Yeah,
I'll bet. But her spin moves got faster. Oh, and her boyfriend, Roger.
Yes?
Roger won't stop giving me too much information about how the boils limit their options.
Gosh.
But I guess dog fashion was already off the board, given he's coming off double knee replacement. Who knows, man? But I'm most thankful that I ain't responsible for lancing him and changing the dressing on him.
That'd be rough for you.
Third and foremost, I'm thankful for my son, Whippy. He taught me the most valuable lesson of all.
Oh.
I always splurge for name brand rubbers.
That's a smart kid.
And I don't care how broke you are. You ain't as broke as having a kid broke. by the way, Christy, I still ain't received this month's child support check for Whiffy.
That's not
true. I hope you didn't give it to Tom to mail that package of Kostaki. Yeah. I'm never going to see it.
That would have been a mistake.
Sorry about that.
And maybe you should just cut me a new one, because this PlayStation 5 I got my eye on ain't going to buy itself. Okay, I better run before I accidentally wake him up. I don't want to wake him up. I'm hoping he sleeps another hour or two before I actually have to be responsible. I'm going to go.
Thanks,
bye, Donnie.
That's very, very helpful. Happy Thanksgiving.
When your kids sleep in, is it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get up and you all of a sudden you go, man, they're still asleep, and you're like, this is it's beautiful.
One hell of a morning. I was blessed with sleepers.
Beautiful. One of the great poems that kind of replaced for me Be Kind Rewind was, you wake them, you take them. Yeah, no one knows how to be quieter than a parent of a young child.
You love waking people up. Every vacation we have to wake up by like 8 a.m. or whatever. We're on a tight schedule.
No, look, because
8 a.m. he's been up for 5 hours.
No, you know how we go skiing in the winter, and you want to be the first one on the gondola. And I like to be the first one at the breakfast place we go to. You got to get there right on time.
Josh, God forbid, you sleep in, you get a nice breakfast, you make it up to the mountain by 9:15 a.m. Still very early.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed. Lodgepole was perfect corduroys this morning. You missed out on the best skiing of your life.
That means it's been groomed. Oh. It's right after it's been groomed.
Corduroy.
You don't want all those people that have already ruined it. You want to be up there?
I see.
Are you a mogul guy?
No. No. I prefer the pristine.
I look forward to the skiing podcast. Can we talk about anything else?
I miss skiing. Can I come out?
Why don't you go today? Now,
have you ever skied, Jim?
No, of course not. I would be so hurt immediately.
No, you wouldn't. Okay, surprised.
I didn't want to do this, but let's do this. This will be fun.
Tom, don't you have to be very careful with your arm? If you fall, I mean,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very careful.
So you're not doing Black Diamonds anymore?
I doubt it.
I'd go tubing in a second.
Oh, they have that out there.
Yeah, so, and you can actually take the
gondola.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say ski lift, but that's not what it is.
I thought it was a ski lift.
Well, it depends on where you're going.
It's like a little car you get. You'd like it, Josh.
Some of them have a little car. Some just have the chair.
Yeah, I just want the chair.
The chair can be kind of scary if you're not used to it.
I couldn't do it.
Getting off is a trick.
Well, getting off on the scare.
No, Christy, a lot of people get off in the gondola. It's really embarrassing if you're a stranger.
Oh, my goodness.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm one of the kids look out the window here.
Wow.
Yeah, I could be in the single rider, right? Isn't that a... they have that with ski lifts, don't they?
The singles line.
Sure. Yeah.
Singles line, but they put you on with other people.
Right, but you don't have to wait in that line.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. You could go sledding. That'd be fun.
I'd love it.
I love sledding.
Head on out. We'll give you the information.
How hard would you laugh seeing me just laugh sitting on a sled going down a hill super fast?
I would hire a camera.
I would never stop laughing.
Josh, I would laugh till Christmas. That's how
long. And then if I hit some bump, some little ramp or whatever, and just... flew in the air, separated from the tube.
The tube goes one way.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.